Howdy, sir. And how might I help you this fine day?
Yeah, I need $40 in gas. What would that give me? About a quarter tank?
Jeez. Let's see. You're driving their 2004 Avalanche, huh? And you're on E, I take it?
Yeah.
I'll give you about 7/16 of a tank, give or take a 16th. You heading downtown?
As a matter of fact, I am.
Well, take the surface streets. Believe it or not, less stop and go driving during this time of day. In fact, I'd probably take the River Road. Sure, it might cost you a minute or two as you loop about the town, but you'll save on frustration and ultimately at the pump.
Oh, well, thanks. I guess I will.
No problem. Now, can I interest you in a Cliff Bar or a pack of Big Red before you hit the road?
Sure, I'll have one of each, I guess.
Terrific. Hey, you're going to have some change left over. How about giving your jingle money to the March of Dimes while I got the plastic box out?
Yeah, here's a $5. Keep it.
See you around. Ken, is it? That's right. Convenient. Come back and see me now, okay?
Yeah, I will. I really will. Thanks.
Okay, who's next? Oh, hey, Barry.
Hey, Ken.
What can I do for you there, Bear?
Bag of ice and a newspaper, I guess. Maybe some notebook paper.
Hey, Bear.
It's me. Come on, what else? You've been coming here for what, 2 weeks now? You don't think I know you by now? You don't think I've figured out how you bite your bottom lip when you've got something on your mind?
Well, it's just, well, I kind of got a date tonight, and I don't know where to take her.
When you say her, do you mean him, Barry?
Yes.
Barry, gay men are a lot like high-maintenance women, only much sluttier. You want my advice? You take your guy pal to a dark, cozy wine bar with a cosmopolitan feel about it. Get some Pinot in your blood and relax. The dark room will help hide your noticeable facial flaws. Fellas, I like to call Chin Number 2 and the Yellow Teeth Gang. Keep the conversation about him, Barry, and don't be afraid to be sexually suggestive. Barry, you play a woman like a viola. You play a gay man like an electric guitar. Be aggressive with it, and at the end of the night, don't be afraid to smash it against some furniture.
Wow. Thanks again, Ken. You always come through for me.
My great pleasure, Barry. Now, how about a Sobe energy drink before you run off and get some dick?
You got any orange left?
Does a bear poop in a pile? Here you go, Barry, and why not take those leftover silver coins of yours and donate them here to the collection box for the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Springfield? It would mean a lot more to those kids than it would to your piggy bank, I assure you.
No problem, Ken. Hey, wish me luck, all right, man?
Something tells me you won't need it. Now off with you, you scamp. You big gay scamp. And make sure you make your convenience store clerk proud. All right? I want a full report tomorrow, Ben. All right, who's next? Oh, hello there, sir. What can I do for you?
I just had a fender bender out front. Do you mind if I use your phone?
Oh, I'll call the police for you. That's not a problem at all. Say, stranger, call it a hunch if you like, but I don't think it's a fender bender that's got you in this state.
You're right, it's my parents. For years I've tried convincing myself that my father didn't mentally abuse my mother and I, but the drunk son of a bitch has turned me into little more than an emotional cadaver. Here, son, calm down. Have a swisher sweet with me.
Thanks. I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm laying this on you. After all, I just kind of met you.
You drive yourself too hard, son. That's what you do. Jeremy! You spend your childhood trying to please an unreasonable man, but damn it, son, you're a man now. When are you going to start living for Jeremy and not Jeremy's dad? You've consumed yourself with personal achievement and have overlooked achieving person. Take a vacation, kid. Dig your toes in some white sand, or have a fling with an island girl in her untamed front quarter. Your father may just well be a bona fide SOB, or maybe he's not. But the longer you keep him on this pedestal you've got him on, the longer he runs your life. Hell, you're as damaged as that BMW of yours right now. But you picked up the phone right away to report your broken car. Why is it taking you this long to attend to that broken heart of yours? Here, Jeremy, have the phone number here at the store. Yeah, I haven't yet worked long enough to get a day shift. I work mostly graveyards. If you want to come in for some, a nightcap of hot Sanka and a long talk, maybe we can open up a box of overpriced ring dings and hash out those daddy issues of yours.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I really feel better.
Don't you mention it, Jeremy. Now, let me call in this little mishap for you, and maybe you'd like to purchase a pack of ball cards and a small box of Apple Jacks while you're here.
Yeah, that sounds great.
And could I interest you in turning those leftover bits of yours to the Negro College Fund? Got the collection box right here.
Yeah, I'd like that. I like Negroes, and I'd like to help.
Well, it's big of you. Now run off, Jeremy. The cavalry is on the way, kid. Thanks. Thanks a lot. That's great. What a good man, huh? So who's next? Oh, hey, Daryl. What can I do for you?
Forgive me, Ken, for I have sinned.
Well, let me ring up your muffin, your Pennzoil, and your nudie magazine here, and we'll get right to it, son.